Stocking fish in Utah has been a practice done throughout the state for more than 100 years. DWR Public Information Officer Faith Heaton Jolly says it's partly to make it more fun to fish by having healthy populations. It's also a conservation management tool for native species.
We want to make sure anglers have that opportunity to catch fish when they're going out. So it's definitely part of the sport aspect. Also for helping kind of balance out some of the fisheries, environments, ecosystems, and then like I mentioned, we stock a lot of these native fish. We've really tried to bolster the June sucker population since they've been endangered. We put a special interest in making sure that we raise those in our hatcheries and we restock those to kind of help bolster the population and help them recover.
Spring and fall are the stocking seasons and most of the fish are raised in Utah, with a few exceptions. Native cutthroat and rainbow trout species were some of the 20 species of stocked fish this year in Utah waters. Heaton Jolly says the conservation work is paying off with one of Utah's endangered fish species.
We also stocked quite a few other native species. Bony-tailed chub, we stocked more than 30,000 June suckers. That's been in the news a lot recently because they've been an endangered species for a long time. They're only found in Utah Lake, and this last year they were actually proposed to be downlisted from endangered to threatened.
They stock out-of-state warm water sport fish like catfish and largemouth bass. Bluegill is trucked in from Arkansas. They get Arctic grayling eggs from Wyoming to raise in Utah's hatcheries.
You're looking for maybe a new species to try and target or just want to try a different water body. We post, whenever we stock, we post those stocking reports on our website as well. So people can check that and kind of see where, you know, where has been recently stocked. And so to give them kind of that extra boost when they go fishing.
In 2019, they stocked 2 million fish in over 600 local water bodies along the Wasatch Back. Heaton Jolly says by keeping populations strong, it gives anglers a chance to try fishing for new species in a large variety of places. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.